The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is a place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm your co-host this morning, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, joined in the studio by my colleague Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Craig Montana running the studio, and I'm seeing mostly red on my
Well, maybe we can talk about that.
The
economy. There's quite a few different little points here I've got to make on why things are happening, kind of where they are, and what should you be thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a little story to tell you about. I was at a Christmas party last night in the subdivision, and sure enough, it just kind of like donut hour. People come up and start talking to you.
Yeah, if they know who what you do, right? Yeah. That's what the deal is.
And I was talking with one gentleman. I've known him for quite a while. And he's a trader. He's a stock trader. He says, I only trade one stock. And I trade it about seems like 12 different times out of the year. And I asked him if I could use this on the radio. He said, oh, sure, go ahead. He was griping because he only made 68% this year. He was griping. But then he's a trader. He will buy and
sell. I was going to say, yes.
In one day, he will do that.
Uh-huh.
And he said he only uses one stock, and he doesn't let people know because people ask him. Because then he would have to become registered.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, there's a lady called Martha Stewart, I think, spent some time in jail.
Oh, yeah.
For some insider information, trading, or giving advice. So, dealing with securities, you got to be a little careful. But that was kind of interesting. He was griping because he only made 68%. He's a trader. He could lose 68% in a week, too.
Yes.
So that was fun. I got a kick out of that. I teased him a little bit, and he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he came up to me and told me on purpose that he only made 68.
Okay, so we're not making any recommendations here that anyone listening to the sound of our voices would be necessarily doing this. I mean, if this is your job, and this is what you do, and you've studied up on it, you've been doing it for years, whatever it is, maybe that's another thing. And if you have other assets to rely on, because if you get the big wipeout on one or two different entities that you're playing on the stock market, that could really be bad. Really bad.
Yeah, so we will talk about real life economy issues.
Yeah, this is like an aberration here.
Fun stories. That's what you hear from your neighbors, but don't do it.
And by the way, is your neighbor going to tell you about the stinker stock that they traded that cost them money? No, they're not. They're only going to tell you about their victories and not their defeats.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you have more victory in your life? By having a plan. By doing things the right way for you and your particular situation and your family, right? That's the whole deal. So we're going to come back and talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the things causing some of this volatility, right? And how is the economy doing really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. And then we'll take a look at some possible disadvantages of when you take Social Security, when you claim it. A little bit more complicated, but we'll go through that a little bit. In the meantime, got a question or two? We're right here, and we can answer the phone right now. Here's the way to call us this minute. Get your questions answered while the commercials are on. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony and Doug on today's edition of The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Congratulations, your business made a profit this year, which means your taxes are going up. Why not put that money into new Kubota equipment instead? Invest in new Kubota construction, ag, and turf equipment for your business, and then write it off your taxes when you write it off the lot with a Section 179 tax break. Limitations under Section 179 may apply. See a qualified tax professional for advice on your specific situation.
Your Kubota dealer is WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, and Navasota.
Hear the saving message of Jesus Christ at Champion Fellowship every Sunday at 9 and 10:45 a.m. The Champion Kids Nursery, Sunday School, Kids Church, and Youth are available for kids and students during both services. Spanish translation headsets are available during both services. Find out more about what is going on at Champion Fellowship online at championfellowship.org or call 979-277-9090. Champion Fellowship, loving God, loving others, sharing Christ with the world.
If your hearing has slowly declined over the years and you're having trouble following conversations, visit Aaron Gonzalez at Paget Hearing Aid Center. Aaron is a hearing expert, and you can trust him to help you find the perfect hearing aid, the one that delivers pristine sound and clarity to help you hear comfortably. Call 830-0865 today or stop by at 103 West Alamo. The Paget Hearing family wants to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas this year. Paget Hearing Aid Center, the service you deserve. Feliz Navidad.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, December 11th, Craig will be speaking with Allison Harper from the Brenham Pet Adoption Center. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt.
This message brought to you by the Ad Council and True Blue Animal Rescue of Brenham.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Country Paws Rescue Incorporated of Hempstead.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with a couple members of the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner, in the studio this morning with Doug Neil, certified financial planner. And by the way, if you want to shoot us a question or if you want to come in for the free review, want to get something going there, great. Now is the time. Be ready for the new year. Be ready. You don't have to be just constantly surprised by what's going on. And you can get on board with us either way, whatever. go to our website, moneymakeoverteam.com, moneymakeoverteam.com, or you can call us at the office and talk with Sharon, Brent, whoever, and they'll get you set up to come in for that free review. Very, very important. Start your new year off right. Be prepared. Come to the free review. We check over all kinds of things. Doug, what kind of things do we look at in the free review?
First of all, we look to make sure your risk management is taken care of.
What does that mean?
That means if bad things happen, fires, car accidents,
health,
and that's what insurances are for. Mm-hmm. You carry car insurance, you carry homeowner's insurance, you carry medical insurance, you carry life insurance. How about income insurance, disability, long-term care insurance? Mm-hmm. What happens if you live too long? All those type of insurance, we go over those, make sure those are fine. Then we look at what you currently have in those, because you and I were talking on the way over here. People have contracts, annuity contracts, life insurance contracts that you got a while back. Are they still working? Are they still doing what you want them to do? Some of them we look at, they're really good. The insurance company's been trying to give you buybacks because
yes.
they're so good.
Yeah, by the way, if you've been getting letters or mm-hmm. communication from your annuity company, insurance company, whatever, and they're wanting to get you to just take some money so they can get out of that contract with you, please come to the free review. It may be something you do not want to do, because sometimes the companies would like to get rid of you because you got too good a deal.
Yeah, and it's too hard for them to make that up. It hurts their bottom line. And insurance companies aren't formed to lose money.
No. If you're getting the pitch here and all that, please, before you do anything, is that a smart move for you?
Yeah, and
right?
Sometimes it is. We've had several people come in, and one is like, man, it's like an offer you can't refuse. Let's take it. And another one said, no, let's don't take this one because you still need it for what you originally bought it for.
Yeah, whether it's an income stream kind of thing or some of the other types of things. A lot of times what we're seeing is because the deal was so good and the income stream is so high from this product that the companies would like to have you just cash that in. They'll give you a little bump of cash to do it.
Give an example. The true story, we have a contract that they're drawing a lifetime income for as long as they live. And it's based on the, I don't know the right word for it, income value of $1 million. So they're getting a percent of $1 million. If they cash the policy in, it's worth about $500,000 in cash. So what do you think they were going to do? It's called keep taking the cash. Don't cash it in. Keep taking a payment. That company would love to get out of that contract.
Of course they would. Yeah.
And you can't blame them because they're not making any money on the deal. But for him, great deal. Great deal. He's so happy they did it.
Yeah. Sometimes you can have that hindsight and go, yeah I was brilliant to do this. But before you do anything, like I say, just get a second opinion. Come in for that free review. Here's our phone number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Beyond all these things, there's so much else to consider in your life as well.
Yeah, that's just some of the things that we start with on that free review. Some of it goes real quick. And then with the investments, it's kind of the minor part. Yes, it's major to you, but in the whole scheme of things in your financial life, that's just one part of it. It's how does everything else work?
Mm-hmm.
Should you spend money for this thing, or should you spend money for that, or should we buy this product, and how do they all fit together? Can you maybe do a couple things
mm-hmm.
with one product?
Right.
There's ways to do that.
Yes. So just even if it's a recheck, right? How are we doing? Are we on track? For whatever your goals may be, are you going to retire soon? Are you going to retire 5 years from now? 10 years from now? You got college to pay for yourself or your kids?
Got your parents to look after?
Yeah.
Lots of different things there.
Should you keep your ranch? Should you divide it up with your kids now before you die? in some cases, that may not be a bad move. It really depends. Yep. Usually it's not, but if there's something you want to do with your life, maybe it fits in. You don't know, but come in and get another opinion. We have looked at just about everything there is over the past 20, 30 years, and we're glad to help you. Here's our number again, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right, we said we were talking about the economy here.
And the volatility in the marketplace and what's happening in there. And should you be hyper-concerned, little concerned? What should be going on? Well, some of this, no one can give you a definitive answer of what's causing this correction. But the markets do go up and they do go down. And some of the things that happened last week, one of the investors talked about complex algorithm programs set up by professional money managers to sell when the odds of future market losses increase. So that the computer programs, in other words, when an event that often precedes a recession occurs, and in last week's case was the short-term interest rates were trading above long-term interest rates, and they call that a yield inversion. So that's a kind of a triggering event for some of these trading algorithms. They'll automatically start selling securities. Okay, well, problem is there's so many hedge funds using the same type of algorithm, the same programs. There aren't enough investors to buy all the stocks because all the hedge funds, not all of them, but a great majority, are selling securities. So who's buying them? Well, the price drops pretty quickly. So if you've been watching the last couple days, last week, the market's been going down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So if also you know that if the event that triggers the sell-off is so that you don't want to buy equities, why would you want to buy equities when that event occurred? So it's just kind of a downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a computer program, and that's what some people believe causing some of this volatility and such the big drops.
Yeah, because what do you do? I mean, these machines, the computers, the algorithms are going to take over and start messing with all that, right?
And
it's not going to be just regular buy and sell trading stuff.
Large volumes. And if you get lots of people doing large volumes, it's not the individual investor.
No.
Now, because you sell 100 shares of a stock, it's not going to affect,
it's not going to be a big ripple.
Yeah.
Now, if there are a million of you doing that,
yeah, that's
out
a different
there.
Story.
That's a, or if these big financial institutions are deciding, their management decides, we don't like this anymore, this particular issue, right, this security, and they say, okay, let's program it to hit our computers to hit this level. If the price of this particular entity goes down to this level, then we sell out our position, or we sell out the first 2 million shares of it, and maybe we retain some of it that was bought at a cheaper price. There are all kinds of things going on here.
And in large volumes, that can move the market. And that's what several or a lot of people think is happening right last week. And today's not so bad. Today's just kind of a normal day.
Plus, everybody wants to get their portfolios looking better between now and the end of the year.
That's
called window dressing.
Because they have to, December 31st, they have to put out a report, or after December 31st. How'd you do last year in 2018?
Well, if you got some clunkers in there that are dragging down your year-end totals for how you performed in your biggest funds and your big fund company, you got to be doing some house cleaning and get yourself out of some of those things so the stuff that is working looks better.
See, just about all of those mutual funds, and there's, I don't know how many, 8,000-9,000 of them are doing the same thing.
Big baskets of different shares of stocks.
See, and they, you got to remember, they're going to, maybe they have losses. If you have, we'll keep this simple, you have a $1,000 loss in one position and you got a $1,200 gain in another position, you sell both of those, you only have a $200 gain, but your portfolio looks pretty good now.
Now you can say, oh, I have a positive year.
That's right. And so that's what's, consider that on a massive scale.
Yeah.
And so all that's kind of moving around, throw in the computers. Mm-hmm. But now let's look at the actual statistics and the numbers here. This is from the Commerce Department. Through three quarters of 2018, this year, the U.S. economy has grown 2.4% year-to-date. Now, that's on pace to equal a 3.2% annual growth. That would be the best expansion of our economy in 13 years.
Wow.
So that's really good news. The economy's growing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that doesn't jive with what you see in the marketplace. Another good one is the in October 2018, this is from the Department of Labor, the jobless rates reported for the state of Texas, 3.7%, and Washington, 4.3%, were the lowest ever recorded for those two states based upon unemployment data tracked at the state level for the last 42 years.
Wow.
Economy's growing, unemployment's down. And now another one at the G20 summit between the Chinese and the trade and the U.S. on trade wars. During that summit, or before the G20 summit, President Trump and the Chinese foreign minister, China was imposing a 40% tariff on American-made cars coming into China.
Wow.
So you could buy a Chinese car or you could buy a U.S. car but pay 40% more for it. U.S. was imposing a 27.5% tariff on Chinese-made cars coming into the United States. That's from Bloomberg. Kind of see the differential there? If you want to buy our product, you got to pay 40% more. If we buy yours, we only have to pay 27% more. Who are you going to buy? You know, that's kind of a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they're arguing
about. So they're pricing
us
out of their market with
Correct.
The tariffs. And we're not pricing them out as hard in our market with the tariffs. And the same thing, by the way, this is what we've seen in negotiations with the Europeans.
Right.
They had some significantly higher tariffs on U.S. vehicles coming into Europe. The Canadians have been gouging us. I mean, you know, it goes on, and you've got to level the playing field. And this has been tough on the markets and everything, but you can see why some of this is being negotiated.
Yeah, and that's why I think also some of the markets are doing so well in the U.S. is, hey, they can sell more goods if it's level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, 30 years ago, the Chinese economy was just 6% the size of the U.S. economy. Their economy was $312 billion to our $5.3 trillion. 10 years ago, in 2008, the Chinese economy was just 31% the size of the U.S. economy. $4.6 trillion to our $14.7 trillion. Today, 2018, the Chinese economy is 63% the size of the U.S. economy. They're at $13.1 trillion to our $20.6 trillion. That comes from Trading Economics magazine. So you can kind of see how important that the tariffs are and the trade, how that needs to be more levelized. Because that's a lot of growth potential there in China. But if we can't sell our goods there, it doesn't do us any good at all. So that's heavy negotiations.
Yeah, well, and that's some of the backstory you really don't hear very often, right? So we thought we'd just bring out a few numbers so that you can consider this as you're going along and working through things. So just a little history.
Yeah, right? and how some things work. Mm-hmm. And there is going to continue to be volatility. Markets are going to go up. Markets are going to go down. Come in. Get that free review. Get your strategy together.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can always recheck what you're doing. And it never hurts to have another set or two of very experienced eyes looking things over and answering your questions. That's what the free review is for. Here's our number again for that. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. All right, we're going to take a little break. If you've got a question right this minute and you want to talk to us in private on the good old-fashioned phone or your handheld device that will call us, here's our number for that, 800-332-7879. That's our radio number. that you can call privately right now, 800-332-7879.
Before we go to break, I want to leave you with this little tidbit of information, since it's December now. It's from the Southern Living magazine. Alabama, in 1836, was the first state to declare Christmas a legal holiday. I never knew that.
Alabama?
Alabama,
really?
1836. Who was the last state in 1907 to declare Christmas a legal holiday?
I don't know, Alaska?
Our neighbors just to the north of us, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
I always thought just everybody celebrated Christmas. It's a legal holiday. So, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, including all you guys that finally got on the program with that in Oklahoma, right? All right, coming back, we're going to take a look at the perils of waiting to take your Social Security. We usually talk about, hey, you might want to take this. Well, what about some reasons why you might want to do it earlier than that? We'll talk about that when we come right back. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
What an anyone, darling.
Mahindra tractors are built to give you more lift capacity, more built-in weight, more peace of mind, and more year-end holiday savings, like zero down, zero interest for up to 72 months, or more Mahindra savings up to $8,600, only from the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra.
Head over to Asco Equipment on Highway 290 in Brenham today for end-of-year savings on Mahindra tractors.
Now through December 31st, see us or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
Planning a holiday party? Find everything you need at Belleville Rental. Tables, chairs, white tablecloths, champagne fountain, wine glasses, and a tent as large as 30 by 45. Having your party on your patio? Belleville Rental also has patio heaters to keep you comfortable. For Christmas, New Year's Eve, or any special event throughout the year, visit Belleville Rental for everything you need to make your party the best one ever. Call 979-865-1520 or stop in at 726 East Mill Street in Belleville. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Belleville Rental.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Mission. I am here to tell you that we are so excited about our two Higgins locations. And don't forget our furniture store. We have everything to meet all of your shopping needs. And we have bargains galore every day. And did you know that when you donate or purchase items at either of our Higgins locations, you are actually helping to feed, clothe, and shelter men, women, and children on a daily basis. Come experience an incredible shopping experience at all of our locations. Higgins South, located at 2268 South Market. Higgins North, located at 550 East Bluebell Road. And don't forget, the furniture store right beside the Cannery Restaurant. We are local, we give back to our community, and your money and donations stay right here in Washington County. Shop local, which serves to help our community. Remember, Higgins is the best place to shop in Brenham.
The outdoor season never ends in Texas. That's why TSO offers Costa Del Mar polarized and other sunglasses all year round. Bring your prescription into TSO, including no-line multifocals, to help when tying fishing knots or reading GPS maps, and they'll fit it in your Costa sunglasses. Non-prescription sunglasses are also available and make great Christmas gifts for just about anybody. Just stop in TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. Remember to utilize your insurance benefits before the end of the year. TSO and Dr. Brandon Guillory, caring for the eyes of Texas.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'd like to invite you to join me weekdays at 12:50 during the noon hour for my feature, Plant Talk Texas. I'm proud to be carried by my friends here at the station I grew up listening to. KWHI and I go back a long, long ways. Then join me again Saturday mornings at 11 for the Texas State Network Lawn and Garden Hour. That's right here where the news comes first. The 1280 spot on your AM dial. It's KWHI. In Brenham.
If you see a police officer, fire truck, EMS, TxDOT, or a tow truck driver with their lights on the side of the road, remember, you must move over or slow down. This is Sergeant Stephen Woodard with the Texas Department of Public Safety reminding you, if you do not vacate the lane closest to the public servant or slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit, you can incur a fine of at least $200. The move over law is in effect for your safety and others that serve you in the state of Texas. Remember, move over or slow down. It's the law.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alrighty. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with a couple members of the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. Hey, we are financial planners and not just stock jocks, okay? I mean, there is some confusion about, we can sell either securities like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or we can do insurance products, annuity products, right? Or we can be planners. Yes, we can do all those things, but our fundamental thing that we do is first we want to see if it works for you, how it works for you, and is it a good idea for you in the context of everything else you're doing? We just had a great question during our station break here, and it had to do with gifting. Now, the gifting amount goes up almost every year, right? That you can actually give someone, doesn't have to be a relative, can be anybody, give someone up to X amount of dollars without declaring it on your taxes, and the individual who's receiving the gift also does not have to report that money to the IRS.
So what the IRS trying to do is, if you want to gift somebody $100,000, you know, they want to, that uses up part of your gift tax deduction in the state tax. It gets a little complicated, but the law says that you can gift anybody up to, in 2018, it's $15,000, to as many people as you want without having to file a gift tax return.
Mm-hmm. And then they don't have to, the recipient does not have to declare it on their income tax.
Right. So it's a gift. So you can write a check. It doesn't have to be 15. It could be less than that.
Sure.
It just said that's the amount per person. So a husband and wife could gift $30,000.
Yeah, to 15 one, each.
15 each to somebody, gift. To as many people as they want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd kind of dip into your assets here a little bit. You start gifting that. But
what if somebody has... They know they're going to have some estate issues,
right,
for instance, or they are getting up in years and they want to make some gifts now while they can make those decisions. And sometimes the thing we see most commonly is a gift of money to help somebody get through college, pay some tuition. Now, you can gift, and Doug, you brought this up during the break, you can gift directly to a college or university. Yeah.
So if you want to pay for your grandson or granddaughter's some of their college expenses or all of them, if you pay the college directly, write a check out to the institution for your grandson or granddaughter, it does not count against that $15,000 gift tax exclusion. So you could do both of those if you are so inclined. That's quite a gift.
Yes. Now, there are other ways to do gifting as well that could actually spread things out a little bit for your student, if you're doing this for someone in that situation. And you can have a count against the value of your estate if you have those types of issues. Yeah. And some folks who have a lot of property out here have that, by the way.
That's where we see it the most, is they have a lot of land that they bought really cheap.
Right.
And now it's worth a bundle, and what do we do with it? It's not cash producing necessarily, but
sometimes it is, though.
Yeah.
If you've had a big family farm operation, and there's some right around where I live out here, so I know this is true. And you know, there are a lot of ways you can do that. You can lower the value of your estate, still gift to those that you want to gift to, and sometimes we're using the 529 college savings plans for that. You can lump a whole bunch of those $15,000 gifts all into one big chunk if you want to. Yep. Reduce the value of your estate. All kinds of things, again, that can help. But why do you want to do it? And that will dictate how maybe you would like to do it.
Or what's available, what tools are available, because there's quite a few.
Yes.
That the government has put in place that can work for that.
Yes. So we're financial planners. This is what we do. Is, does it make sense? How could it be the most beneficial to you and to the people or person that you're giving it the gift to, right? And so the free review is extremely important. And here is our phone number at the office. If you want to come in, explain a little bit about what your intentions are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how is everything, how does that balance with everything else you're doing, perhaps? What would you really like to do? How would you like to have this gift used? Sometimes there's a purpose. And here is our phone number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. That's another right. example of how a free review can really be useful.
That's downtown Brenham.
That's downtown Brenham. If you're from this area, great. We also have another office near the Galleria in Houston.
Just stay off this West Loop.
Don't
it's under construction
do
again.
Do not go there.
Go down Chimney Rock or San Felipe or Westheimer or something coming in from the west side there.
Yeah, but, jeepers.
It's fine. It's a good place to get there. But there's a lot of times you don't know what to ask on that one, because there's one thing that just wouldn't, since we got into charitable gifting here, a lot of people we talked about have property.
Yes.
And if they are charitably inclined, they can, let's say they bought the property, you know, grandma bought it $500 an acre and now it's worth $14,000 an acre. You can gift the property, get a, not pay tax on the gift, get a tax deduction for the gift to a charitable institution, get an income stream back to you for as long as you live and possibly your kids or grandkids for 10 or 15 years. And everybody wins but the IRS.
Wow.
You get a
tax
deduction.
That's very powerful. Yes.
You get an income stream that you can never outlive, and you get a tax deduction.
Now, this has to blend with things like your estate planning.
Right.
Right? What do you want to do with the rest of your stuff and your tax situation and all these things? But again, there are so many things to know, and the big thing is, does any of this stuff work for you?
Yeah, that's it. What made me think of that is grandma, grandpa, maybe they brother or sister even maybe owned the property, they inherited it, and neither one of them want to live there. Their kids don't want to live there. You know, they we need to sell it. But if we sell it, we're going to have to pay a ton of tax. We're going to pay 20% long-term gain tax for sure. Well, instead of paying that 20% long-term gain tax, if you gift the property to a charitable institution with an income stream back to you, nobody pay. You get the income stream based on the value, the market value, not what you paid for it. But you get a tax deduction for the gift.
So, and you get it like right now.
Yeah.
It's
so
not like you're waiting
the year
20
that
years.
You make the gift.
That's right.
You get to use that against other income, and so away you go.
Yeah, and you pull an income stream. You
Correct.
Can do that too.
Now, the income stream is taxable to you, but that's okay. With any place you got an income stream from is pretty much taxable.
You can turn it on and turn it off on the income. I mean, wow. It's just pretty neat. But again, you've got to know how these things work. And will they work specifically in your particular instance? Will it do what you need or want to have it do?
See, it doesn't have to be real estate. It could be stock that you had, that low-cost basis stock that's thrown up forever.
Yeah, old Walmart stock that you bought like...
Or Exxon.
20, 30 years ago, Exxon. Yeah, we see a lot of...
Coca-Cola's another one.
Yeah.
That's been around forever.
Sure. So again, free review, very, very important. Don't make a mistake or miss out on an opportunity if you don't need to do that, right? Here's our number again, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. See, we're all so much more than just whatever the Dow or the NASDAQ or foreign stocks or the Chinese or the Arabs are doing on any given moment. There's so much more to us as people, as families, than what's in our 401k, our stock account, whatever it is, right? When we come back, let's talk a little bit, get to the nitty-gritty on some other issues.
We never got back to that. We got the phone call got us off of the Social Security.
Right. We're going to talk about some disadvantages to think about if you want to wait till age 70 to start your Social Security payments. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. Plus, if you got questions, we got answers for you. We'll put our thinking caps on just for you. If you call us right now, here's a way to do it. Here's our in private number while we're on the air. No one else will hear you, though, because it'll be private on the phone. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neo Financial Group. See what I might see. I'm
really still in prison in my love. She holds. DDM Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop would like to thank their customers for making 2018 a successful year. DDM knows that a new metal building, whether it's a barn, storage building, workshop, office building, or barndominium, is a long-term investment. If you're one of the many folks across Texas that now own a DDM custom metal building, you know the attention to detail they give to each and every project. It starts with an interactive building demo on their website, ddmbuildings.com. Use it to see what your new building will look like. There's a huge variety of options and colors available. Then head to DDM, where their staff can answer your questions and help you get your construction project off the ground. In Brenham, they're located at 301 Salem Road near Walmart, or in Bastrop at 1083 Highway 71 West, next to Sames Ford. Get started on your new metal building today, or just stop by to say hello during the holiday season. DDM Buildings wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Visit them online at ddmbuildings.com.
Since 1972, Korth & Linky Welding has been serving this area with welding expertise. They pride themselves on using top-quality materials and craftsmanship in every job. In-shop and portable welding, general steel fabrication, complete trailer repair and hookups, parts service, wrought iron fencing, farm and ranch entrances, and custom design fabrication are the services they offer. Korth & Linky conducts business with integrity, honesty, and professionalism. Stop by 705 South Bluebell Road with your next project or idea. Visit them online at Korth & Linky. Welding.com.
As the holiday season is upon us, we find ourselves reflecting.
Make your holiday gift giving personal and unique when you shop at CK Designs and Boutique. We have lots of great gifts to choose from that can be personalized. Hey, this is Kristen, owner at CK Designs. I would like to personally thank everyone for their continued support. To show my gratitude, I am doing a huge John Hart giveaway. Please visit our Facebook and Instagram pages for details. Merry Christmas from all of us at CK Designs and Boutique, 1710 South Day in Brenham.
When you're looking for home health care, you want a company with a reputation of reliability, expertise, and compassion. You want Golden Years Home Care Specialist. Being an extension of medical care and health facility in your home, their licensed and certified staff do not waver in their mission of providing you with daily care, protection, and relief. Call them today at 979-251-7705 or visit their website at goldenyearshomecarespecialist.com. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and their surrounding counties.
Kelly Green and White, Lion Cubs, named for a highly successful semi-pro baseball team in the area. Live Lion Cub mascots, all great traditions in Brenham, as has been osteopathic medicine. Osteopathic physicians are fully trained and licensed to practice all phases of medicine. Brenham's osteopathic family physician is Dr. Robert Stark. Healthcare for the whole family with a healing touch. Go green, go white. Dr. Robert Stark, DO, 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is John Deans, Brenham, Washington County Crime Stoppers. We have over $50,000 in our reward fund, so it's time to clean up the county. So we're now offering $1,000 guaranteed in cash, tax-free, for any tip that leads to arrest or indictment of a felony crime or capture of a wanted felon. That's right. Drop a dime on the slime and get $1,000 in cash in a matter of days. It's all anonymous. We don't know who you are, and we don't care. If the bad guy's dealing and stealing and running from the law, let Crime Stoppers know. We'll put one large in your hands. Call us at 836-TIPS. That's 836-8477. Stay safe.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
That's one of the fun things, one of the many fun things about having an office in Central Texas. Mm-hmm. the Polka heritage is still alive and well, right? There we go. Yeah.
I wonder if we shouldn't save that Social Security stuff till Wednesday.
Think so? Okay. You got some more tidbits of your own
Christmas
there, huh?
Tidbits, yeah. You're going to have to come back on Wednesday.
Yeah, because this is important stuff here for any of you who are nearing Social Security age. Or maybe you're already in it and you've been kind of waiting. Maybe you're doing this waiting thing. Here's some things to consider about whether you really should be waiting or not. Ooh, okay. So we'll do that on Wednesday.
But we've talked about in the past on why you should wait, but now why you shouldn't wait, we haven't talked about that.
Yeah, we haven't done that as much.
Yeah.
But you need to know the pros and cons on all of this, right? So we'll do that on Wednesday.
Okay. Average price of a Christmas tree.
Oh.
Rose 17% in 2015. What was the average price of a Christmas tree? Any guess?
$20? $30?
$64.
Oh.
I buy mine
at the Walmart.
when you live out here, it's a little cheaper.
I suppose
that includes, that was the average price. That could be downtown New York or Chicago too.
Yeah.
Today, in 2017, the average price jumped, so it's $73.
So it was what before?
It was $64 in 2015 and $73 in 2017. So cost of living. They don't consider Christmas trees in the cost of living. Ah. But that's from Bloomberg News.
Okay.
Another one that kind of surprises us is $288 million worth of orchids are now the most valuable potted plants in America. They just edged out poinsettias.
Really?
Last decade. Poinsettias used to be the most valuable potted plants, I guess, in sales.
Uh-huh.
Now orchids are.
Wow.
And then another little tidbit here. It's amazing where these things come from. This is Waste 360 magazine. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Wasted money, waste 360.
No, I think it's garbage waste.
The
big garbage companies magazine. Every industry's got their own magazine. In the U.S., between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, waste increases about 25%.
At least.
Or 1 million extra tons compared with the rest of the year. This includes about 38,000 miles of ribbon, enough to tie a bow around the entire earth. Now, I guess that's the trade magazine for waste companies, Waste 360. And here's another one that's just kind of, I think, off the deep end. But the Washington Examiner last month put out a deal. Millennials, I think those are what, under 30 or under 40 years old, now have their own special edition of Monopoly, where players invest not in houses and hotels, but in super relatable experiences, such as a trip to a vegan restaurant or a three-day music festival. That's a little different for Monopoly.
So are they going to be our entrepreneurs and investors going forward? Who's going to run the steel mills later on?
I don't know about that one.
If it's a relatable experience, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Markets are volatile.
Yeah.
They're trading again, so I assume it's probably now it's probably the retail investors because all the hedge funds have been out for a while.
Well, yeah, they've been cleaning house here, like we talked about at the beginning of the program, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're getting rid of the duds, and they're putting their bets on other areas of the economy.
And using tax write-offs, because you can claim a gain against a loss in your investment portfolio. So if you lost $100,000 on one position and you made $100,000 on another position, you could sell both of them and pay no tax. So, but it makes your portfolio look pretty darn good. Or you made $120,000, so you're up $20,000 for the year. Very nicely done. So, but that's the tax laws, and that's when you're trying to pick positions. That's what you're up against is large money.
Yeah.
The institutional investors with the computers. I know there's one, the largest money manager in the world. I'm not going to name them. They have computer algorithms that look at the trends of the marketplace based on factors other than the marketplace. They look at sales. They look at home sales. They look at automobile sales. They look at clothing sales. They look at all these different things.
Consumer trends.
Yeah. And figure out what companies would be good to invest in based on the buying habits of people in a certain area and in the different areas. West Coast, East Coast, Southern, Midwest.
Other countries.
Yep. And they have the computing power to do that. And so how are you going to compete against them?
It's pretty tough. Yes. So having a plan going forward, knowing that whatever you're putting into your 401k, 403b, IRA, brokerage account is only a part of who you are as an individual, and certainly financially speaking as well.
It's getting your strategy together and using these large money managers, institutions, and whatever to help you go through with your financial strategy. You can use them. I mean,
it's leverage, right?
Yeah, they'll happily sell their services to you.
But come in before you buy them, right?
That's right.
Because they make sense for you. That's what we do
as
financial planners. Does it make sense for you? That's what really makes a difference.
That's the big key. And then also maybe putting a couple of them together to leverage the different investments and tools.
There you go. All right. So you want to do that? Call us at the office. We'll schedule that free review, 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.